Hey, besties.
Welcome to the BFF Bookcast.
We're your hosts, Teresa and Katie.
Before we jump in, we just want to remind everyone that what we discuss are our own thoughts and opinions. Just remember, we are here to have a good time.
And as always, please check trigger warnings before reading any books we will be discussing. And beware, we curse like the Bat Boys probably do during their annual snowball fight.
Still hear me, right?
Yes, we can still hear you. Hi, Morgan.
Okay. Hey, Morgan. How are you
guys? Katie's like ruining the intro.
No, it's awesome.
I'm not tech savvy.
I'm just kidding. You know, we're here today with the famous, popular, beloved Morgan Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah, I mean that's a little exaggerated, but I appreciate it.
I mean, yeah, we're just gonna gas you up.
I'll go with it.
You might know her as the author.
I have three kids downstairs who like very much think I'm not cool. So
no, you're the coolest.
You're the coolest. I do my best.
Yeah, no, you may know her as the author of Tis the Season for Revenge, the ever popular like Seasons of Revenge series, the Springbrook Hill series, the playlist. We talked last year with you about the playlist, and like now we're here.
Yeah, it was forever ago.
I know. I think it was literally the end of April or even early May, because we were talking about the Eras Tour and you were about to go for the Mother's Day show, when we were like,
for Mother's Day show, yeah.
Yeah.
That's, oh yeah, I just realized now that I guess it's my 1 year anniversary of my Eras Tour.
Yeah. And you didn't get Never Grow Up, but you did get The Best Day.
I didn't, but I did get The Best Day, and I did sob regardless.
Yeah, well,
so.
Yeah.
And then I remember when Never Grow Up came out, like, she did it. I got so many texts like, are you okay? Are you gonna be okay? I was like, no, I'm not.
Yeah.
Still recovering.
Yeah, I did get a Never Grow Up tattoo when I was in Vegas. So it's like my son's handwriting.
So stop it. I'm obsessed with that.
When I was at Love in Vegas, I went with Book of Emily, because she lives in Vegas. And I was like, do you possibly know somewhere I could go? And she's like, do I know somewhere?
I feel like
a strip mall.
If you're going to go to Vegas, you have to leave with a tattoo.
Yeah,
it's a rite of passage.
Like, Katie and I have done plenty of, like, a little tipsy, like, tattoos here and there. And I went to Vegas for my friend's bachelorette, but, like, I'm the only one of my friends out of that group that have tattoos. And we were like, we should all go get them. And I was like, you guys, I'll do it, but, like, I don't know if your first tattoo should be drunk in Vegas. You know?
I'm like, no, like, that, it's a vibe.
Yeah.
You're like, I'll do it, but I just want, no one blame me.
Right. I was like, yeah, like, it's not me. Like, my body's marked up with dumb shit. So, like,
I had my first tattoo when I was, like, 15. I don't know how, like, my mom took me. I got it at the Jersey Shore. Like, it was literally not recommended.
No.
When my kids are old enough, I'm going to have no leg to stand on. I think about this all the time.
No, but same. But also, like, I think we could all look back and be like, maybe we shouldn't have gotten those.
Yeah.
I'm like, maybe if you guys do it somewhere where it can cover it. Like, I got mine on my hips. Like,
Yeah. No, that's
not on, like, your arm right here. The tribal tattoos at the time were, like, really popular. I didn't get
one. Or, like, the low back tramp stamps. Like, I'm.
I got barbed wire. Like, you live in Central Jersey. I need you to stop. Like,
yeah, like,
you are not badass.
No, that was me going to the boardwalk with my mom and getting my belly button pierced at 12.
Yep.
At 12, Seaside Boardwalk. Yep. She was like,
honestly,
she was like, ask your dad. He says yes. And like, my dad was like, sure. My mom was like, no, no, Frank, you were supposed to say no.
No, Frank, no, say no.
And he was like, yeah, sure.
I do.
So.
No, that's
what
I would do. My husband would be like, oh, absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. He would, first of all, my dad would never say no to me. And like, so it's just, yeah. So 12 years old on the Seaside Boardwalk getting my belly button pierced.
Do you still have it?
Yeah. I like took it out. It won't close. So.
Oh my God.
It's there.
I took mine out and it closed pretty quick.
Oh, yeah, no.
I honestly don't know if mine ever healed right. I also got mine. I got mine at the point because I'm rock.
Same thing.
Probably explains why it didn't heal right.
Yeah. But anyway, we're here to obviously talk about All My Love, not our regrettable past choices.
I mean, look.
Yeah.
I'm here for whatever.
I was going to say, I'm notoriously terrible at giving a short synopsis, so I'm going to hand that over to you to give us, like, give everybody who maybe, hopefully you've read it if you're going to listen.
Just putting you on the spot, Morgan. No big deal.
Yeah, no big deal.
I mean, I've read it a few times, so that's
helpful. Have you? I didn't realize that.
No, I will say, like, once I'm done, I refuse to read it. People will be like, oh, do you? And I'll be like, people quote it to me in my books, and I'm like, don't remember saying that, but I love this experience for us. Like, I will literally get tagged in things, and they're like, it's a quote, and I'm like, whoever wrote that is a genius. And I'm like,
you're like, it's me.
That's me. Oh my god, so that's amazing.
All My Love is a Noah Kahn coded second chance romance. Mm-hmm. And it is a little on the sadder side because we listen to Noah Kahn. That man is a sad, sad boy.
I love him.
Like B-O-I. I determined that that's how it's spelled. And it's Sweet Home Alabama vibes. It's second chance. So it's two songwriters that met when they were very young. They were neighbors as kids and kind of one of those like friends, lover situations. And Stella, our FMC, has a terrible mom. And Riggins, our MMC, has his mother died when he was young. And then his father, got a drinking problem after that when his mom died. Basically couldn't cope. So they always made plans to go with Riggins' band because they were songwriting together. And leave this town of Ashford that I created that's in the Pine Barrens, New Jersey. And we get to watch in dual timelines, so it's past and present, what happens when Riggins starts to get into the lifestyle of being on a rock band on tour and how that impacts Stella. And then they break up. And then he comes back 7 years later and he's like, oh, hey, you're my wife. And she's like, well, I didn't know you knew that. It's like kind of the funny twist of it all. But yeah, it's a blast. Well, I don't know if I'll say it because it's, everyone's like, it's kind of sad.
I was going to say, I feel like I don't know if you know this, but I feel like, okay, Katie definitely knows because I talk about this all the time. Second chance romance, friends to lovers, dual POV with an alternating timeline is like my favorite type of book.
It's so good. It was so fun to write because I don't know. I just went into it like, I don't know, I'm gonna figure this out as I go. And I was like, it was much harder than I anticipated for one. But it was so fun. And I feel like if you're doing second chance, that's the way you have to do it.
Yeah.
It has to be dual timeline. Like, yes. You have to see what happened and what
yes.
happened.
Yeah, it just like, builds that backstory that you really do need. Like, I feel
otherwise
like getting Bella in the past, you really don't appreciate what is going on in the future. You're just kind of like, well, yeah. Why isn't she just, like, getting over it and just moving on? Like, you don't understand, like, the gravity of everything that went down.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really hard because I was, like, first I was writing it, like, the way that I thought it was going to be in the book. And then I was like, wait, no, I have to redo this timeline in my head. So I, like, redid this timeline 7 times. I was sending it to people, like, on my team. I was sending it to Maddie. I was sending it to Rick. And I was like, does this timeline make sense? Can someone just confirm that this is the order? And then I'll remash it up so that it makes sense in the book. So, like, you don't get it info dumped in the front, like, what happened in the past. But,
yeah,
it was flat.
I was going to ask, like, did you have... Because I feel like in your other books, obviously, it kind of is going in chronological order. Yeah. So, like, did you have to, like... really sit down and like make like an outline like okay like this like I'm doing this chapter here and this chapter here and like this is present day and this is the past like
I started off like that where I was like okay I know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna do past in the beginning and then I'm gonna do this and then I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna swap them in and out and then I got really confused. So then I had to go and I had to make a brand new timeline of like they are five
yeah
and they become friends and I had to go all the way to like present day and then that made a little more sense but even then I was like writing it I was shifting chapters so I was like oh wait no I don't want you guys to know this yet or I want you guys to know this then so it was a lot of like game time decisions
yeah
how I wanted it to look but
you did a couple things new in this book so I feel like I went in thinking this is going to be a Morgan Elizabeth fun, like happy, like bright sunshine. And I was reading this, I was like, I loved it, but I was like, oh, this is different. I'm like, I'm here for it, but I have like, okay, level set. Like, we're gonna get some thick things here. Like, gear up. Yeah. But I loved it. Did you start out with that, or?
So, like, I knew it was gonna be a little bit more angsty, just because, again, NoahCon, like, the way that works. And I knew that, like, mental health rep was gonna be there, and I knew that, like, his struggle with alcoholism was gonna be in there. But I didn't know it was gonna be as angsty as it ended up being. And it's funny because as it started to get closer to release day, I was like, if everyone hates this, I'm quitting. That's it. I can't. I was like, when I sent ARCs out, like the panic attack I felt for while I was like reloading Goodreads, I'm reloading Goodreads. And my thing is always like, as soon as I get a 3-star, I'm out. Because I'm just like, mentally I can't handle that.
Yeah.
But I'm like reloading it and it's like, this is so different but good. And I was like, phew, I can exit Goodreads happily and not panic the next 2 weeks.
Yeah,
so hard to send out ARCs because like you're so proud of something and you're probably so in love with it and like damn girl, I did so good. But it's like, oh wait,
yeah,
everyone feel that way now too.
And then my team, like people I work with are like, it's so good, Morgan, it's so good. And I'm like, so do you, I do pay you. I love you to death, but I do give you money. So I'm like, I don't
know how reliable that source is. But then other people on the outside of it start saying, oh, it's not terrible. So
no, it was so good. I finished it first and I like texted Katie and I was like, just FYI, like this is so different. Like not like in a good way, but I was like, just like to let you know, like it is angsty. It is like infuriating at times, ever seen with her mother, but it's also like really like the characters have like so much depth and it was like really sad. Like when like the mental health representation was just amazing. And I was just like, I like was texting her the whole time. I'm like, listen, like we are not getting like a 'tis the season for revenge kind of like little like giggly like time.
It's
like
sad. It's
prepare yourself. I was like, gird your loins going into this one.
Yeah. It was like every time I go back to writing it, I'd be like, it's a little different. And then I remember telling my husband, I was like, so it is different. And he's like, what do you mean by it's different? I'm like, it's kind of depressing a little bit.
Yes, like, you know, like it really is Notebook meets Speed the Whole of Alabama, which does have, especially in the Notebook, like it's a beautiful story,
but it's sad.
Like you gotta truck through some stuff, and like I think you would have been doing a disservice if it was more light and peppy, especially because you brought in like the mental health topics, which like you go girl, I think you wrote them so beautifully, and just the way that anyone who's even like set their toes into like depression or substance abuse to understand and appreciate. Like you made some really good analogy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm glad. As we were going through, I was like, it was kind of not like in a funny haha way. My team was like, oh, well, we all have depression of like varying. So we're good. We will tell you. And I was like, oh, perfect. We're all mentally ill. I love this for us. And like some of us have like addiction in our family. So we have like the experience of like Stella. And then it's just interesting to be able to all like push our own experiences in this little story. But it was funny.
We're mentally ill. It's like something to relate to. You know, maybe you can't relate directly, like you're saying, like maybe someone in your family, like I just feel like there's a very raw real story, and not that your other stories aren't, like I think they all are,
no.
But I think for what you're doing different. In this book particularly, you gave people something to relate to and watch people work through it and get to the other side, which is beautiful in itself.
Yeah, and like I feel like for someone like me who like has never experienced like that, at least like level of depression, like it almost like opens people's eyes, I think, to have a better understanding of people, like, in general, and, like, what people go through, which, like, I just
versus, like, I'm just tired, you know, I think there's, like, the, like, the cliche, like, oh, they're just tired of living, kind of vibe, and it's, like, it's a little more than that.
Yeah.
But seeing Stella go through, like, I'm just tired, and having Riggs find her, and, like, seeing the state of what she was in, like, you know, I don't think people can correlate sometimes, like, and myself included, like, I've never suffered from depression, but, like, it's a different time. Like, I was like, it's a different time. Like,
yeah.
Yes.
It's a different time.
Like, you physically just stop in your tracks, and there's not much you can do to get yourself out of that hole. Yeah.
Right. And, like, also, like, with her mother, too, being like, oh, like, she's just being dramatic. Like, I feel like so many people who even have anxiety and stuff are constantly told, like, oh, yeah, just get over it. Like, you know, just, like, get up and get out of bed. It's, like, not that big a deal.
Just because, go do it.
Right. I, like, oh, you, I don't know how you wrote her mother, because, like, reading her, I
Morgan.
Was, like, my skin was crawling. And
you
I was, like,
you deserve an Academy Award.
So, like, my joke is always, I'm, like, so I love to write about mommy issues. As someone who has mommy issues, someone is like, so you might have daddy issues, like your dad might have left you, but at least your mom loved you, and like that's my joke, like that's just, and everyone's always like, Morgan, that's not funny, and I'm like, it is to me, can you just laugh?
Listen, I'm begging you. I'll be the first person to make a dead dad joke every chance I get, so I get it.
Oh, yes, we have a friend like that that makes a dead dad jokes all the time.
Yeah,
it's just like, other people who don't get it, it's like,
yeah. People are always,
and
like,
we're all, like, laughing. Because we're like, if we don't laugh, that girl's going to cry. So, like, we all have to laugh.
You have to laugh through your pain.
Yeah. It's, and I think that's also, it's a very New Jersey thing, where I'm just like, oh, no, I have all this trauma. Let me tell a stranger about it. I'm going to tell...
Oh, 100%.
Like... No, I'll tell you in the Target line. I won't tell 100%. You... I won't tell a therapist, but I will tell, like, a random stranger in the Target line.
Yes. Like...
Completely normal here. But it's also, like, don't say hi to me and just make small talk. But we can trauma dump. Like, I'm cool with that.
Exactly. It's like, you know, silly goofy things.
I was, yeah, I know. And then, like, when you find out at the end, like,
yeah,
what her mom did and, like, how basically, like, her actions kept them apart. Like,
I wanted to throw my book.
Yeah.
But it's too
funny. And it's so funny because people... People with, like, really good parents are like, oh, that's not realistic. And I'm like, so I do hate to tell you, some people have shitty parents.
It's,
they exist.
It's the same thing with the whole depression thing. Like, yeah, just because you don't experience it doesn't mean it's
doesn't
not
mean
real.
It doesn't exist.
Yeah, it's funny because I'm just like, so I do promise you, we have a friend, and her friend, Ashley, right here.
Yeah.
Her dad, her family is, like, the sweetest, most, like, American Pie family. Her dad goes around at Christmas to the neighborhood families and rings jingle bells outside their house. So the kids, precious. And then
precious.
We tell her stuff about our family, and she's like, are you guys okay? And we're like, no, Ashley, what's it like to have parents that love you? Like, God.
Must be nice.
And she'll be like, we'll always talk, we'll be like, oh, we all have, like, we all had eating disorders in high school. And then we'll, like, bond over that. And we're like, oh, you know, just... girly things.
Girly pop stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny to see, like, sometimes the reviews are like, the mom is the worst, but I don't think people are like that in real life. And I'm like, have you watched the news ever?
Seriously.
But have you? So, people suck.
People are the worst.
Yeah. I also need to know, Riggins, were you a Friday Night Lights fan?
Right. Yes.
Okay.
So me and Maddie suck. We have a new rule that I'm not allowed to name things on my own. I'm not allowed to be unsupervised naming things, people, places, any of them, because Maddie either decides that it doesn't make sense or it's something I've used before. Because I'm just, the first thing that pops in my head, I'm just going to use it because I don't really care enough. I'm just like, names don't matter that much to me.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, that works. Like, hanging to all my kids, like, when I was in labor. Like, that'll do. They're here. Like, it is what it is. It's gonna happen anywhere or not. And then we were talking about it, and she's like, did you ever watch Friday Night Lights? And I was like, did I ever watch Friday Night Lights? I was born in 1990.
We grew up and on that stuff. Yes.
Yeah.
We slept and breathed.
Friday Night Lights. I don't know anything about sports, but I did watch that show. I did, in fact.
It was a rite of passage.
So, yeah, Reagan's was very much a... People are like, this isn't a real name. And I'm like, actually, I did look it up. It's in the top 1,000 names now.
Yeah.
We love that for Riggins. But yeah, it's very much a term of them.
Okay.
It also very much fits his character.
I was going to say, like, with, like, the longer hair, like, I was, like, I was picturing him the whole time.
Yeah. My husband's like, is this supposed to be, like, about Noah Kahan? I'm like, that man is not hot. No one's mistaken in thinking Noah Kahan is hot.
Yeah.
It's Tim Riggins.
I mean, literally, I was like, yes, this was in my mind.
Yeah.
This yes. I think I literally said, when I sent, like, character descriptions to the artist, I was like, male MC, Tim Riggins. Just picture that, just slightly older.
Yeah.
So, it, yeah.
Perfect for the flashback scenes.
Yes, it was very easy to just be like, be able to picture it, so.
Yeah.
Though I don't think that Riggins would actually be caught doing football.
No.
But.
Oh.
Yeah. He would make fun of football players for sure.
He would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I loved, well, no, I'm back up. Well, yeah, no, we can talk about that. I love the friends. I love, you wrote, you always do great side characters. Yeah.
These were, especially Reed.
Yeah.
Angel Baby.
I love him.
I love them, but Evie, I have
our sissy,
our little sissy poo,
which also like I'm excited to see if she kind of gets over some of the mom stuff. Also, I'm assuming she might be the female main character. In
yeah, I mean she's gonna get something at some point. So we did this thing. We're like, okay, we're gonna do Easter eggs in the book. And then we're going to do Easter eggs in the PR magazine. And we're going to have this whole contrived system. And then now I'm like, I'm doing all these things. I'm like, so now I can't talk about them. And Maddie's like, if you go on and you tell everyone, if you just spill your guts, I'm going to be so mad. And I'm like,
I mean,
fine,
yeah.
Maddie, fine.
Yeah. So Evie is going to get a book. They're all going to get a book eventually at some point in time.
Are they
and
all
then the book is going to be coded to a different musical artist, which is really
that
fun.
That was my question. I was like, are they all going to be Noah Kahn or
no?
Are
that's
all a, different.
That's too depressing.
Okay, yeah.
I think that at some point my husband would have to commit me. He'd be like, "All right, girl, this seems to be more of a deep issue that we should talk about."
Maybe we do need to go to that therapist.
Yeah. Exactly. He it was fun the first time. Four of them is a little much.
Yeah, I am obsessed with him. And when I saw All My Love, like before I knew anything about it, I was like, oh, because I was like, is this gonna be like a little bit like Noah Kahn? And then yeah, because like I was like, I know the Taylor connections. Like obviously we did the playlist and like you know there's always little Easter eggs, but I was like, okay, so now we're moving on.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun to get out of, like, and then I was like, I'd be listening to Taylor Swift and I'd be like, oh, I should put that on, oh, no, can't be on the playlist.
Yeah.
The playlist is just more fun. So I'd be like, and then Portia Poets from came out and I was like, well, this would be perfect.
Yes.
This is it. This is just a depressed girl album. It would have been perfect.
Female but, rage.
Yes. No, literally. I know. Did you guys watch the Paris night?
Of course.
My husband's figured out how to put the YouTube on the TV. It's not like a boomer, like the YouTube. So we watched the whole thing. The group chat is like, are you watching?
I was texting Katie and Mary and I was like, I was, cause I was watching it on my phone and I was like, you guys, this is the live. Cause I was like checking it. And then when Tortured Poets like started, I was like, log into this live right fucking now.
Go right now.
And I was like, I had like my mom watching it, my other group chat of friends watching it. I was like, literally like shaking. I had the chills. I was like, this is amazing. Oh. Now we need to go back.
Oh, so no, I'm no. going. I'm so excited. I'm going in June. I'm going to Liverpool.
You are a bitch.
So wait, this is where the story goes is international dates that come out and I go to my husband and I go, so where, so can I, like if I get tickets, he's like, okay, here are the countries that I'm okay with. He's like, we're not going to Brazil. And then I looked at what happened to Brazil and I was like, Good choice, my friend. And then he's like, here's the countries that I don't feel comfortable going to, and here are the ones. And he was like, UK, but, like, that's not my top choice. He's like, I really want to go to Portugal. I want to go to Spain. And I was like, that's great and all, but I'm going to apply to all of these. And then Ray, my PA, had just cleaned out my email box, and it was literally such a disaster. And she's like, so you have an email that just came in, and it says you got off the wait list for Eros Tour tickets? And I was like, what do you mean?
Say that again.
She's like, it says to go right now and buy them. So I don't even call my husband. I just log in.
As you should.
Like, I'm like the Bruce Almighty. I'm like, yeah. I'm trying to figure out how to convert money. I'm like, how much am I really spending on this? And like, do I care?
No.
So, no. It's just experience. It's like, it's a write-off. I'll bring a book. It's fine. So I'm going June 13th.
That's amazing.
I'm so psyched.
I'm excited for you.
Then they were like, torture post permit. And I was like, so I'm getting a whole new set. Okay.
I have things to work with now.
Yeah.
Morgan, back in her little writing lab.
Yeah. And then, because then my husband's like, well, maybe we should sell them and we'll get U.S. tickets. But the U.S. tickets
are
outrageous.
It's highway robbery at that point. It's disgusting.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So.
Teresa, if you're talking, you're on mute.
I am on mute. I'll say the cheapest tickets are like $3,000.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Because we were looking, because we were like, what would happen if, after flights and hotels, like, would it just make sense to go to like Miami or something or whatever?
No.
The tickets in the UK are relatively cheap.
Yeah. How many books do we need to sell to get tickets?
A lot.
Start just standing on the sidewalk with lemonade stand.
My husband's like, I think you need to get number one. Money. If that's what you want to do. And he's like, and then it's that or a new house. It's like, which do you want? Do you want a new house or do you want Aristore tickets? And at that point, I'm like,
Aristore tickets.
It's a really, really hard question.
It's a really hard decision, babe.
I told my husband that the concert was like, it was like a happier day than like our wedding. And he was like, I'm not taking that back. I stand by that.
I was young and stupid there. I remember the entirety of the Aristore. I was drunk.
Exactly.
I barely remember it. We eloped, so I have to say. It was probably just cheaper, but we eloped, so it wasn't that much. But
well, you eloped just like Stella and Riggs.
Yeah.
Except
went to Virginia, and we like just had...
And your husband remembers.
I say, except your husband remembers.
Oh, no, my husband remembers. Sometimes my husband's like... I'll be like, you said to Jeffrey Hart, and he's like, I don't remember saying that. I might not have. You might just be lying to me. I'm like,
that's amazing. So a little bit of Morgan's life is kind of embedded
There was a moonshine distillery. We'd gone there the day before, and then because it was only 12 people at our wedding, so it was really just our family, and we started walking around with the bottle of moonshine the day of our wedding.
Oh my god!
Just going, having shots of people, going to people's rooms. My husband, we didn't wear shoes because we were just so drunk we couldn't put shoes on.
I understand. Say less.
It was a blast. It was the most fun. I've never had, people were always like, that was the most fun to live with too. And I was like, it was also very cheap, so.
It's so funny for the barefoot thing, and I feel like this is a very Jersey girl thing also. I grew up
foot. I've even walked through New York City.
Oh, that's rough. I don't know if I can.
I've done it.
I put them on at one point, but they had to come off at something.
You were young.
On a couple pieces of sidewalk, I didn't like walk down like a subway station or a train station like that, but like, I don't know.
Yeah. No, I think it is, because like, I prefer to be barefoot.
Same.
Except for in my house, and I'm like half to wear socks, which is a very...
I'm barefoot all the time.
Yeah. I would show you my feet right now, but that's disgusting.
I was going to say, not for free. Not for free.
We charge for those.
No, I know. We'll send like, I'll send a picture in the group chat that just like has a corner of a foot, and they're like, for free? I'm like, you guys are fucking weird, but okay.
But you reading?
I saw the other day a girl was getting paid to write men's names with her feet, and I was like, that's a business right there. That's a girl boss.
That will get you Aristore tickets to every show.
That's how you get the tickets. That's how you afford it. Just writing men's names with your feet.
Yes.
That'll do it.
But it did really break my heart when, like, she wakes up the next morning after the wedding.
Yeah.
And he has, like, he is not
ready. I know, but she's so excited.
Yeah.
And, like, we all know that excitement. We all know that excitement. Like, whether it's proposal excitement, the morning after, like, whatever it is. But I'm with T. Like, my heart, like, broke. And I was like, I would do the same thing as this girl.
Yeah.
No, I was like, I would never forget it. She's better. She's a better person than I.
She's a much better person than I also.
She had a long time to forgive him.
Yeah.
There was parts where I was like wanting them to be together, but then wanting her to be like, no, tell him like to go fuck off. Like he needs to try harder. He should just be getting
this. He needs
to
grovel.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was like, and then he was like, I will grovel as much as you need me to. Like I'm here to grovel, but he needed to.
I know.
But I think that's the beauty of your alternating timeline. You get to see
he has changed so much. Because you're right, T. Like, there are times where I was like, no, screw him. Riggs. Like, you, Riggins, actually. Like, you don't get to, like, just crawl back here with Gracie and use her as, like, a tool. But I feel like as you get to, like, witness, like, what he went through and, like, what he worked through with the help also with, like, his friends, you're like, okay, like, I get.
He did the whole thing. He really, he really put in the work.
He did.
Like, he deserved it. It was a real man. He's a fictional man, so.
But he, like, he comes in and he's, like, I like that he didn't, like, falter. Like, there wasn't, like, a time where he was, like, oh, like, she's being, like, maybe I'm, you know, she's making me grumble too much. Or, like, he was very, like, I'm here, I'm back. Like, you're not getting rid of me.
And yeah, whatever you need me to do.
Yeah.
I'm prepared.
It was actually so touching that she was leaving his mom messages.
Yeah, no.
I remember. Give me 2 seconds. I can produce tears if you wanted me to.
I remember when I figured out that that's like what I was gonna do, because I kept thinking like, how does he figure it out? How does he figure it out? How does he figure it out? And I remember the day it happened, like where it clicked in my head, because the song "Call Your Mom" is not. It's not that version of "Call Your Mom." No. It's a much more depressing, like heartfelt version. And I was like, wow, it works so well. And I remember texting Ray, and she sent. Ray is known for her crying pictures. And she just
the t-shirt you guys all had at Sweetgrass.
Yes.
Yes.
I have it in my closet. And my daughter's like, I want one. And I'm like, girlfriend, you're 4. You're not wearing one. But,
Mommy let you
live. Yeah. She was like, I'm going to kill myself. And I was like, well, the book's not done, so you would wait. But yeah, that was a good one. Even sometimes I see things and I'm like, good job.
I loved it. It like was such a full circle moment. Yeah. And like, yeah, his mom obviously like has already passed like before the book like even starts, but she does play like such like a large role. Yeah. Like in the
you
story.
You built that up so well.
Yeah. Like, it wasn't just like a random like throwaway like.
Yeah.
Like his mom's dead. Yeah. I think it's also important to see that he understood the struggle his father had gone through and, like, why his father, like, put himself to death.
Yeah.
Because he could then, like, it was almost like history repeating itself, but then he chose to do it differently.
Yes.
So,
very much like, I don't know, this is me being a nerd and talking about Harry Potter.
Like, the ring composition theory where, like, everything, like, ties in. Like, I feel like you left no stone unturned. Like Teresa was saying, there was no throwaway comment, there was no throwaway moment, like, it all made sense if you were just paying it. If you just read the book, like, you just knew, like, you're right.
Well, thank you, because sometimes I do shit, and I'm like, I hope that this makes sense.
No, like, it very much
did. And it was so intricate that I was, like, worried it wouldn't make sense, because it was just so much happening. So, yeah, glad it worked.
No, it worked, like, it, incredible.
You always do a great job with your books, but this was just one of those that I was like, this hit different.
It was fun. It was a blast to do.
Yeah, I mean, it had, like, a rock star. It, like, when I say it had, like, every trope that I love.
You literally gave Teresa the perfect recipe. I mean, I will say I love Friends to Lovers also in Second Chance, but, like, that is Teresa's, like,
it was, like, two. They were all to a T.
Yeah.
And just, like, I told people, I was, like, I'm doing small town rock star, and they're, like, how? I was, like, just trust the process. I promise. I promise it makes sense. I promise.
No, it worked. Like, it worked really, really well. Because I feel like, I mean, not, like, in general, sometimes people, like, just throw, like, oh, this is a popular arc. I'm just going to throw this in because, like, this is what's popular right now or, like, whatever. Like, and sometimes, you know, you get it and it works. Sometimes you get it and it doesn't. But, like, I think that, I mean, you nailed it completely. Like, hit, like, the nail on the head with every single one. Like, you could tell that it wasn't just like, oh, I'm just adding this in because I know it's popular and people are gonna read it if they see this. Like, it was very, like, you can tell it was well thought out.
Yeah, thank you. I know. Yeah, I think that's such, like, a hot topic I feel right now. Like, I feel like every time I go on Threads, like, there's someone talking about tropes and I'm like, oh god.
Yeah,
so to keep my head
down, like, tropes are going to get used over and over again. They're tropes. Like, I think it's just how you deliver the tropes, like Teresa's saying, like, you didn't just, like, throw shit into a book and be like, here's your small town rock star romance. It was a very well thought out story and plot, even with your timeline. Like, because you're right, like, there are some times you read a book and you're like, that timeline isn't making sense. Like, this makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Do you see my sweatshirt?
I do. I love it. I have like a stack of them in the corner.
It's so nice.
It is. I'm in Florida right now, so I was like, I'm not throwing a sweatshirt on.
How many times have you listened to the song Florida?
I like literally now just got here in today in the air. In Florida. 45, like a mil, in infinite times. I'm like,
dude, I feel like every time you have to go. We found out Ray is moving to Florida, and we were like, Florida. We couldn't stop saying it.
No, it's so good. It's so good.
I know. Actually, my husband keeps sending me the fake travel ads that people are making for that, using that sound.
Amazing. It's
so funny.
They're so good.
I'm like, I need someone to make a real one. Like,
this oh,
Florida
I know.
Is
a good one for you. What's your face, Maddie? Maddie,
yeah.
Turn me up.
Maddie,
poor Maddie. She's not enough clothes on her plate, I'm sure.
No, that's me. Every time I send Maddie a text, I'm like, so I have this idea. Don't kill me, but I do have an idea. And she's probably like, I can't do this anymore.
She executes though, man. Like, her covers are beautiful.
She's amazing.
So talented.
And I don't give her much. Like, I know a lot of her clients give her a lot of, like, actual, what's happening in the book, and I'm like, so here are the vibes. That is all I give her.
That's like,
and she's like,
one thing that I can't, like, an author's mind, you guys just blow me out of the water, because like your creativity and your imagination is insane. But same goes for like an artist, like the fact that you can like think of this in your head and then you'll just put it all on paper. I don't have either of those things, so it's always like, almost like, wow, you guys are so cool.
It's literally like, whenever she shows me them, it's literally like that scene in Princess Diaries where they're like, and I give you, because I'm literally giving her trash. I'm like, here's what's going to happen. This book. It's Rockstar Noah season. And she's like, don't worry about you. Somehow.
You both are so impressive.
Yeah.
It works. We share an
I love how you always throw something New Jersey.
There's not enough books in New Jersey, and I will die on that hill.
But
I also don't want people who aren't from here right now.
We were saying this.
We're the first to talk shit about our state, but we're the first to also jump and be like, don't fucking talk shit about our state.
I will write in my books about how terrible New Jersey is. If I read a book and I find out that someone is not from New Jersey talking about shit about New Jersey, I will DNF it.
Yeah. No, we're the only people. It's the same thing. Like, I could talk shit about, like, my family, or like, I could talk shit about, but if you... That's a problem. That's how we
go
about
it.
New Jersey.
You're like, first people who want to leave this state, who can't wait to get the hell out, always somehow make their way back, want to talk shit about it, but if you did, but like, you cannot do the same in return.
No.
We will speak asshole to you.
Yeah.
Like, it's so fun. It's like such a need.
Yeah. I say, I've come to expect, obviously, New Jersey from you, but like, recently, we were reading like Check and Mate by Allie Hazelwood, and she's like, it's in like, they're in Patterson and in Hoboken.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait. I'm like, Tad.
That is like Allie.
Yeah, I was like, are you a Jersey girl? Like, this is so niche.
I know, that's like, I agree. I read Nisha's books are often in Edison.
Yes. Yeah.
And I'm like, Nisha. And then I found out that Nisha used to live a block behind me. Like, I'm pointing to where her house used to be. And I moved into this house a year after she moved out of that house. Because she went to go send me a Christmas book.
That's crazy.
So I used to live here.
It's such a small world.
Jersey is this big. That's the thing about Jersey.
Everywhere we go.
Both of our mother-in-laws live in Keyport, which is, again, this big.
No, and like,
no, but really.
Everywhere you go, you end up meeting somebody from New Jersey. Like, my friends and I, like, were in Montreal, and we were, like, sitting next to these, like, kids who were, like, literally, like, knew our friends from college, were from New Jersey. Even Mary, like, like, Roses Are Red, she went to college, one of her best college friends, went to high school with Katie.
She literally, we literally were on the first call together, and she was like, I went to this town called Mattawan, and I'm like, you don't know Mattawan unless you, like, literally, like, been in Mattawan.
No, like, literally, the town of Mattawan is, no one knows around.
No one knows, and she, like, was spitting out names, I'm like, I grew up with these people.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Oh my god.
It's crazy how that works.
We do this every time. Like, we're like on topic, then all of a sudden we're like New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Let's talk about it.
I will talk about New Jersey until the day I die. Like, you can take me out of New Jersey, and I will probably still talk about how much I love New Jersey. We all complain about how much we hate New Jersey, but I also love it.
Yeah.
Anytime, when we lived in South Carolina, if people like, if we were on tour, they're like, oh, where are you guys from? I'm like, well, we live in Myrtle Beach, but we're from New Jersey. Like, you have to, like, throw in, like, I don't, I'm not from here. Like, I'm from New Jersey. It's, like, a status
thing. I'm not from here. We went to, we went down to Georgia, and there was a, oh, so we went to Georgia, we went to Atlanta last week, and we were in an Uber, and we were like, oh, yeah, we're not from here. The guy's like, oh, where are you guys from? We're like, New Jersey. And he's like, oh, my wife's from Newark. So we started talking to the guy about Newark. My husband used to work in Newark, so he's like, oh, yeah, the refinery smells so bad, blah, blah, blah. They're going on, and we're both like, yeah, it does smell terrible, but as soon as you get out of Newark, I promise it's nicer.
Yes.
He's like, well, I'm from Philly. And we're like, oh, so you kind of get it. There's just like a random Uber driver in Atlanta who's like, oh, yeah, my wife is from Newark.
That's so funny.
Wow. So bizarre.
That, yeah, that's, we were,
even being in college, I stayed, we get flocked to, like, those who were from New Jersey. It's weird. You just, like, find each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
You could just spot, like, you could just spot
you
somebody
spot
immediately.
You can see them. You can see them. It's like eagle eyes. You're like, I know where you're from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or and you, then you just, I'm somehow, yeah.
I was like, or, like, you just.
How do you say coffee? I'm like.
Yeah.
I will say I was my but it's so funny because we just signed a client in New York, and we don't have a lot of, like, tri-state area people. And on the support call, we were talking about how, like, oh my God, they're just, like, being so rude. Like, and my boss is laughing, and everyone's like, what are you laughing at? And she's like, well, Katie's on this call, and Katie's from New Jersey, and, like, the Jersey that's, like, next to New York, like, not far. I was like, don't worry, guys. Like, they're not mean to rude. It's how we talk. We're aggressive people. And, like, if all else fails, I know how to speak asshole. They were like, wait, what? I'm like, it's a funny thing. Like, I don't know. Like, we speak the same way up here.
Yeah.
You guys
we're
are
like,
so nice out
like,
there.
We'll see, drop, like, say, so they'll drop an F-bomb. And they're like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, so I am from New Jersey. That's just, like, saying very.
No one understands if the curse words are not curse words to us. They're literally just, like,
they're filler.
Verbs and nouns. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Unless it's, like, the C word. That's literally, and honestly, I have been sold on that one recently.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, it's my favorite word.
We made these, so our shirts for Denver were these little, we made Bratz dolls, and we did,
Teresa
really picked all of us, like, that's Ray. It's, like, holographic. Let me see.
No, it's,
like,
no, it's so good.
That's Ray, that's Maddie. We made them all our, Instagram avatars. That's me, that's Ashley, and that's
Wait,
Emily.
Wait, yes, I noticed your Instagram avatar. I'm like, that's new.
Yeah.
When I was tagging you, I was like,
for
is that
Emily's
Morgan?
Birthday.
I love that.
I love that.
Yeah, and then we're walking around with shirts to say cunts on them.
No, I think that's beautiful. No,
we have to take that word back. It's, like, empowering. It's same thing, like,
Gen Z is doing it, and
yeah.
I'm still here for it.
Yeah, yes. I love it. I love
However,
it.
However, I really have to watch how much I say, because my one-year-old is starting to really understand words. I'm like, I can see her going, like, no!
I said it for my husband. He goes, so that one you do have to kind of keep under wraps. He's like, the rest, that one.
Yeah.
Because I have 9, 8, and 4.
Oh, they're
so,
going to repeat,
like,
everything.
They are ready to say whatever. My son the other day was like, can I say a bad word, the S word? And I was like, oh, yeah, which one? Like, shit, so. But he was stupid. And I was like, oh.
What
so cute.
What a cutie. Oh
That's
my god,
so
you can
cute.
Do that whenever you want.
I was like, yeah. And he was like quoting a book. He was quoting a Goosebumps book. And I was like, yeah, you can say that. Word.
And it's so
but
funny.
Just hang out. Like, don't call people that. But like,
he's like worried about saying stupid. Meanwhile, you're like, yeah, take my big cock. Like, you do.
Little does he know, but it's mom. Like,
I'm like, they'll look. They're like, mom writes love books. I'm like, yeah, let's leave it at that. Let's also not tell a soul. Let's not tell a soul.
I was going to say, have you had, like, moms, like, from, like, school, like, come to you and be like, I've, like, read your books or anything like that?
No. So, not that. So my husband got a vasectomy today. And he said that the anesthesiologist who was, or not the, I guess the nurse, who was walking him out to the car, he was like, she was like, you know, you're having a panic, like, make sure. Like, I know I say that, but I'm really a student. Dad, my wife's an author. She's like, oh, what does she write? And he's like, you know, she writes Christmas romance books, you know. That's what she's most known for. Tis the season, and she goes for revenge. And he's like, "Yeah, that one."
Yeah, that's
then,
my life.
Apparently, my kids went to my mother-in-law to take your kids to work day.
Okay.
Apparently, my oldest is going, and like, my mom's a romance author. Her name's Morgan Elizabeth. He's given her my full name, and then going, but she just goes by Morgan Elizabeth. And she has a book that's about Taylor Swift. It's the playlist, and I'm like, bro. She works
don't
there.
Don't say this.
Maybe we don't.
Don't tell anybody what mommy does.
Well, I'm like, actually, I'm like, and they're boys, right? So my oldest is, he's going to be 10 at the end of the month.
Yeah.
So he's in fourth grade. My middle is in second grade. And I'm like, so one day they are going to be your friends. They're not going to be nice about it. So why don't we just not tell anyone at all? Because that's all I need is in middle school where they're like, your mom wrote this. We gotta move.
Oh, that book will be open to a page. They'd be like, look at this.
Yeah.
That's your mom.
I'm like, gonna Amazon the book and like, I'm gonna be showing. It's on Kindle Unlimited. It's free. It's gonna be a mess.
I'm dead.
I think about it. It keeps me up at night. I'm like, these poor sweet children.
It'll be fine.
I'm like, every birthday party's guys.
It's so good.
Oh my god. So like, what are you like working on next? Are you continuing this series? Or are you like working on something different?
I'm working in the Atlas Oak series. I'm working on that now.
Okay.
But it should be like early to mid August, depending on how well I sing my track. And then I'm doing another Christmas book. So I feel like that I have to get this point. I'm like, if I don't do more Christmas,
I mean, do you, like, can you give us, like, anything? Do you, like, know what it's going to be about? Any, like, little...
So, it is going to be Evie. I think I can do that.
Okay.
I think we're like, close enough to that anyway. So, it's going to be Evie. And I think if you read the book, you can figure out...
My boy Beckett.
Yeah.
I was going to say it before, but I didn't want to be like,
yeah.
This is funny.
It's fine. It's really fun. It's got, like, not quite enemies to lovers, but, like... Because I don't like to use that unless they're, like, really out there hitting each other. But, yeah, it's got, like, dislike to lovers, but he's kind of annoyed with her, and she goes on an assignment with the band. So,
I know
it's fun. And then we have to wrap up everything with her mother, finally.
Well, so I'm hoping you're on track for August. That would be a great book to read when I get back from having C-sections. So. Like, I think I was doing, like, the right...
Do in August?
I'll give birth the week of August 5th.
Oh, it's all scheduled.
I'll have another C-section.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's so much. I'm not like it's Sunday, it's like obviously before recovery, but at least you know.
Mm-hmm. It's all the difference in the world when you get to have like a spray tan. I had a spray tan last time. My hair was done. I looked really cute going in. I looked really haggard afterwards, but it's the beginning that all that mattered to me.
Yeah, it's the beginning of the end for like a good 3 months.
Yeah.
that's
awesome. Well, not the C-section part, but you know, like the,
it's still
the
all knowing. Great. You know, it is what it is.
The anxiety of it is like,
that's a different
waste.
We're wrapping our head around that still. I have a couple more months for that.
Yeah, but then you'll have 2 under 2.
Yes, and you know all about that.
my this year 21 months apart, and then I always say, I'm like, there's a reason that my middle and the baby are 4 years apart.
Girl, I commend you. I'm done after two.
I was gonna say she's done now.
Anyone in Wacom, it was easy peasy.
They don't even have to get put under for it. It's
apparently. What we learned is that it's preferred because apparently what happens is if they just do vocal, some men like think they can hear it and then like hit the doctor and he's like, it's safer for you, safer for me.
Okay.
I was like, whatever, I'll pick you up. And then he's like, text me. I'm like, I'm in the parking lot. He's like, they won't let me leave for another 30 minutes. And he's texting the funniest shit.
Oh.
It's worth it just for that.
I love it. I also be the first person. I love anesthesia. I love coming off of it. I think it's so funny. I'm like,
oh, he's best like, this is life. Great. He goes, I want to get this home.
Yeah.
I was like, well, maybe not.
Yeah. No, but yeah. Sure, I get it.
Yeah, I was like, maybe not. This is a one-time thing.
Yeah. But thank you so much for joining us today for talking
to
us about it.
I love talking to you.
And
I love chatting with you. It's just Jersey.
I know. And we say this literally every time. We just need to do like a meetup, like a little Jersey meetup.
Oh, absolutely.
Honestly.
I'm gonna No, I have one of your numbers.
You have my number now, yeah. So
okay, well,
text
I'm gonna text you guys and we'll do a meetup.
I'll say text me, I'll add Katie to the group chat and we'll plan something.
Are you guys going to Philly? It needs to be a Philly?
No. We are going to Florida next year.
Yeah.
I think you were on that,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
To
Beachside, yep.
Yes.
I remember you guys, I saw you. Well, you also are going to have a bitty baby.
Yeah.
But I'm going next year.
She'll need a little vacation.
No, in November.
Yeah, November.
Philly's in November.
Yeah. That's why, like, we didn't plan a lot this year because we didn't know how, but the prank, and I had surgery.
I have two weddings that is in October, and I feel like after you get through, like, the first one and leaving them, like, I think I'm going to be fine for a second. You'll be good.
But yeah, thank you so much. We love you. If you haven't read, and we haven't, like, if you haven't read it yet, and we haven't, like, convinced you to read it based on this conversation, then you're an idiot. Like, literally, immediately go, like she said, it's on KU, but the book, like, the cover, like, everything is so beautiful. Katie's holding it up if you're watching. Beautiful, beautiful. We love you so much. And
I love you guys.
Yeah, thank you again so much. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to our episode. We hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to subscribe to receive notifications anytime a new episode drops.
You can follow us on Instagram and TikTok at thebff.bookclub. If you have any comments, questions, book recommendations, or books you want us to talk about in future episodes, please send us an email at thebff.bookclub1@gmail.com.
We appreciate your support.
See you, fuckers.